French protesters have blocked access to 3 oil depots during a demonstration against higher fuel taxes. Thousands of people took part in demonstrations across France to slam President Macron's economic policies. The protesters sparked major log jams and several accidents. The incidents left one person dead. Anger that the fuel tax hikes has increased public dissatisfaction with Macron.
We are very disappointed by Macron. I voted and believed in Macron, but I regret having voted for him. If I had to do it again, I would never vote for him.
We don't eat as we'd like to every day. It's not normal. Not normal. How long will this last? I think it's not normal, so they should continue.
French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe said that the government will remain firm on its plan to increase fuel taxes from January the 1st. Protesters have also pledged to continue their demonstrations until government drops its plan. Our correspondent Roman Mazahuri says the French government does not heed the public opinion.
They have said repeatedly that they're not going to be governed by public opinion and that they're going to do what they think is best. The issue now is that this anti-government protest, and we've had anti-government protests almost every month ever since Macron took office about a year and a half ago, this one is the most popular and the most important one, because we know that across the world, rising fuel prices, an end of fuel subsidies perhaps, they can spark huge protests and riots in any country. And the problem here is that the French auto industry decades ago made a failed bet on diesel gas. Diesel gas was cheaper, but now we know that it is more polluting. And then because of gas tax hikes, it's now even more expensive than regular gas. The government is saying that these taxes are motivated by a concern for the environment, but they are capitalistically taxing labor, taxing the average person, instead of taxing the companies and shareholders who profited from this now failed bet.